It's your day in tech history, and it's brought to you by our friends over at Expedia.com, where you can find yours with Expedia. Hey everybody, Jeffrey Powers here, and I welcome you to the Day in Tech History at dayintechhistory.com. It's part of the Tech Podcast Network. You can subscribe via iTunes, Zune, or Stitcher Internet Radio. Our Twitter is Day in Tech Hist, and all show notes are on the wiki page if you want to follow along. Now let's find out what happened on this day, your day in tech history.
October 15th, 1956, the first Fortran reference manual is published. It's 6 months before the compiler's release, and it's only 60 pages long with print, large print and wide margins. In 1973, Dennis Ritchie and Ken Thompson present their first paper on Unix at the 4th ACM Symposium on Operating System Principles, or SOSP, which was held at Purdue University. The paper would later be published in July of 1974. In 1981, professional cheerleader Crazy George Henderson leads what was thought to be the first audience wave in Oakland, California. A little geeky stuff there, every now and then. 1985, IBM announces its Token Ring Network and PC Network software. Token Ring system was co-developed with Texas Instruments. Network transmission speeds of 4 megabits per second. The system uses ordinary telephone wiring and costs approximately $800 per computer to install. In 1987, the Jerusalem computer virus, which was a DOS file virus, is first detected in Jerusalem, Israel. It's the first ever file infecting virus. In 1990, a couple things from Apple here. Apple Computer discontinues the Macintosh Plus, which featured the 8 MHz Motorola 68000 chip. And Apple Computer unveils the Macintosh Classic, which featured an 8 MHz Motorola 68000 microprocessor for $1,000. Apple Computer also unveiled the Macintosh LC, which featured a 16 MHz Motorola 68020 microprocessor for $2,400, and Apple Computer unveiled the Macintosh 2 SI, which featured a 20 MHz Motorola 68030 microprocessor for $3,769, or $4,569 with 5 megabytes of RAM and an 80 megabyte hard drive. Both came with a 1.4 megabyte SuperDrive. Also in 1990, hackers crack into British Clearing Bank computers, and Intel introduces the 80386 SL processor with a clock speed of 20 megahertz. In 1992, IBM reveals a loss of $2.8 billion during the previous business quarter. In 1993, Apple discontinues the Apple IIGS, ending the era of Apple II computers. Nintendo releases a redesigned Nintendo Entertainment System in the United States with an improved top-loading cartridge slot, and John Sculley resigns from Apple, and he would sign a contract with Spectrum Information Technologies just at that same time, which is a wireless communications company, the very next day. And John Sculley resigns from Apple, which he would then sign a contract with Spectrum Information Technologies, which is a wireless communications company, and goes to work for them the very next day. In 1995, ZDNet publishes an article entitled A Brief History of Cyberspace, in which author Mark Pesce writes, "There are two ages of the Internet, before Mosaic and after. The combination of Tim Berners-Lee's web protocols, which provide connectivity, and Mark Andreessen's browser, which provide a great interference, proved explosive. It would span over 24 months, and the web was had gone from being unknown to absolutely ubiquitous." In 1999, Handspring begins shipping the Handspring Visor Deluxe handheld computer. And IBM announces the UltraStar 72ZX, which, with 73 gigabytes storage capacity, is the world's highest capacity drive. It's about the size of a paperback novel and can hold the equivalent of a floor of books at the New York Public Library with room to spare.
And now this word from our friends over at Expedia. Las Vegas, Jamaica, San Francisco, China, New York, Portland, Florida. Have you been? Maybe you're from there and you need to start planning your trip home for the holidays. Now is the time to do that. With rates at their lowest for November and December, you can get great deals in planning your trip. That's where Expedia comes in, from air travel, hotels, cars, and full vacation packages. Because who doesn't want to be in a warm city during the coldest of winters? You can also earn Expedia points so you can use them on more trips all around the world. Get $25 off your first hotel booking at Expedia. Go over to geekazine.com/Expedia for more details. Over at Expedia, find yours. Now let's get back into your day in tech history.
In 2001, Handspring announces the Handspring Trio 180, 180G, and 270 handheld computers. They featured a 33 MHz Dragon Ball VZ processor, 16 MB of RAM, tiny keyboard, monochrome screen, and rechargeable batteries. You could get it between $400 and $600. Also, Yahoo launches Yahoo Mail Business Edition. In 2002, Toshiba launches the Pocket PC E335 handheld computer, which featured a 300 MHz Intel PXA250X scale processor, a 3.5-inch color screen, and 64 MB of RAM. Price of that, $399. In 2003, version 9.0 of the SUSE Linux distribution is released under a general public license. In 2004, a University of Texas student hacks into the school's computer and steals information on 37,000 students and employees. In 2005, the number of files shared on Kazaa reaches about 54 petabytes, or 54 million gigabytes. In 2007, the Supreme Court rejected a plea from Microsoft and Best Buy over a class action lawsuit. They were accused of misleading the customers to buy the MSN service when they purchased a computer from the retailer. The rejection means that the suit could continue forward. AOL sends an email to its employees stating that they will lay off 20% of their workforce, which was about 2,000 jobs at the time. And Broadcom announces that they have advanced their 3G chip technologies. Several key technologies can now be put onto one chip, which will allow less battery drain. In 2008, Senator John McCain issues a takedown notice for YouTube on some of the video that has been released depicting him in a negative way. Google issues a statement saying that they will not take down the videos and cite fair use. Also, Intel purchases NetEffect, which is an Ethernet technology company, for $8 million.
And that's your Day in Tech History. My name is Jeffrey Powers, www.dayintechhistory.com. All the show notes are over at wikizine.com, Geekazine's wiki. And, of course, you can like the Facebook page and follow Twitter at Day in Tech Hist. Until tomorrow, take care. Day in Tech History is copyright 2014 JMP Enterprise and geekazine.com.